Okay, everyone say shalom. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, the schedule, Be'ez Hashem, next week we won't have Shir Monday and we'll have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That'll be next week, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. So, today I'd like to focus on the sugya that we did once before, but with a different angle. On that sugi, that's the famous Gemara on the Darim Mem Amud Beis. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. It's a Gemara in Bechoros. Of Avuah de Shmuel. So the Gemara says Avuah de Shmuel Avad Lahon Mikvos Lebonsei Biyomi Nisan Umaftzi Biyomi Tishrei. So the simple pshat in this Gemara is that. This is talking about Tefillah Benaros, right? So, simple pshat in the Gemara was that this is the opinion that the Naharos are pasul part of the year and the kosher part of the year. So Mamela, when it comes to the Yomei Nisan, so then that's when you're gonna that's when the Naharos are no good. Because there's a lot of rain from the winter and the snow was melting, so it's full of rainwater. So therefore, we follow the Rov. Yesterday we discussed how come you don't say the Hashaka on that, but whatever reason that you give with all the different explanations that we had yesterday, it has a din of a mikvah because it's rainwater, and it's a Rov rainwater, so it's a din of a mikvah. And since it's flowing, so then it's a mikvah that's possible. Because it's a mikvah hazochel. So Mamela, so he made private mikvahs for his daughter, you know, so that they shouldn't have to go in the Nar. Because in the Nar, in Yom Nisan was possible. Umaftzi biyom Tishrei. And in the days of Tishrei, that was like after the summer, so then there was not rain, so much rainwater in the Naharos, so it was only what Mayan water. So Mayan water is the Rov is Mayan water. So if the Rov is Mayan water, so then it's Mayan. So good. So then the only question they had was that they're going to get their feet dirty. So he made mats for them on, and this is assuming like the opinion that one could be tovel on the mat. Which we'll see is not a simple thing, but that's how the Ran understood this Gemara. So I'd like to focus now on a shita that is not a mainstream shita, but it's a shita that's mentioned by Rashi several times, and it's discussed in the Poskim, and it's a fascinating idea. A whole new pshat in the Gemara, and it's articulated several times in Rashi, in Masechta Shabbos, in Masechta Bechoros. So take a look, and maybe the Rashi in Bechoros maybe is the clearest, on page 6. So, on day 1 of the first year, we mentioned that there are two types of ways of being mitar, through a mikvah or through a mayim, right? So a mikveh is rainwater, and mayan is underneath the ground. And then we had the whole discussion that, you know, sometimes you have to be choshesh, that it's meitamtzias, and the whole thing. So those are two ways of building a mikveh, rainwater or, you know, so if you can get a real mayan, you know, that's great. So like in Skver, there's a real mayan, and Popa, Tosh, a lot of these Hasidic communities, a real mayan. Means you go into the mayan. that there was in other communities, they use, they pump. Now, Rav Nachum Rosenberg didn't like the way I said it, but pumping the water. He, as he pointed out, it's not Rav Nachum Rosenberg. It's not pumping the water up. It's you pump air into the tube, and then it comes up. And we still have to explain what's the purpose of that, because if anyway they're using mine water and it's mine shehufsak, so why are they working so hard?
Once they pump the air, is it connected all the way down, or is there a gap in between?
Because they pump air down, and then the mayan goes up the other tube, whereas you put the, I guess the air pressure causes so it
to
avadat hufsak. Because once you don't have any, how the distance. In other words, it's going to come up the tube. It's going to be hufsak from, it's not going to be a stream of mayan from all the way down. In other words, the real mayanos, like in Square, they have the mayan water, and you go into the mayan. You don't bring it up to you. And the other, some other communities, like in in Passaic, where they do this. So we'll have to understand why these people who are pumping in other communities, who are pumping, Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg pointed out, don't say, he said to me, don't say they're pumping it up the water, because that'll be, you know, shuvim. It means, so if I said it wrong, I meant to say, but he said, what we mean to say is we pump the air, and that. So there is a shita, and this is the most fascinating shita, and that is that women dafka have to go into a mayan, and if they don't go into a mayan, it's not a good tefillah. So basically, according to this shita, most mikvos would be no good because it's not mayan. And Pashtus, I mean, even though Nachum Rosenberg said you could falpel, maybe if it's hufsak. So then, if you don't go to the square mikvah or the tosh or maybe popo or something like that, then basically you remain with an issakaris. So this is obviously not the mainstream opinion, but I want to show you this opinion, how it's in the Rishonim, and discuss where it comes from.
Because it's. Would you say that in areas that, like, you could probably have large distances that you have no chance of having a mayan?
Okay.
They would just say that they can't do that. What would they expect? What would they say people should do?
Go to a mayan.
Yeah.
It would be usher.
Miles would say you can't walk anywhere. Because inside the country, I'm saying.
Yeah, usher.
It's hot.
Yeah, usher. And we'll see. Maybe is that the pshat in Chumash? We have to learn Chumash. I mean, everything is going to be covered here with this pshat. I want to advocate for this pshat, even though the mice in the end we're not going to paskin like it. I want to show you how the poskim and the rishonim and the dealt with this pshat. Yeah, what are you saying? So we're going to see the pasuk. Well, yeah, let's see the pasuk, and so look here. Mikveh miyom nisan, mikveh mayim chayim. Zochlin, novin or bebais. V'hayom menichah ol benaros v'moshe. Hagshamim yordu gshamim harbe v'chay Hashem yirbu mayim shenotfim me'oven l'toch hanor shem zochlen v'lo hachadzulu mishum dahavelu sofek zovos uv'zov ksiv mayim chayim. Meaning, you need mayim chayim. You know, today mayim chayim you get on the Hamish seltzer bottles. You know, mayim chayim, which no, not really mayim chayim, but. So mayim chayim is mayim water. Mayim chayim, and it might even have more requirements than that, but for sure it has to be mayim water. So this shita holds that women must go in to Mayim Chayim. So they need a Mayim. And if they don't, it's no good. Okay? So what's pshat in the Abu Adishmuel? He says like this. When it comes to the month of Tishrei, of Nisan, so in Nisan they were Rov Gishamim. So the Naros were not Mayonis. They were Mikvos. And they were Mikvos Psulos. So what did he do for them? He made Mikvos for them in their own home. But the Mikvos that he made were Mayonis. In other words, he's a dedicated father. He dug for his daughters till he got water in their backyard. Because he told his daughters, you can't use, you need a mayim, that's a given. So in the Yom Nisan, the Naharos don't provide a mayim, because the Naharos are Rov Gishamim. So in the Yom the Nisan, he told them, I'm going to make you mikvos, and the mikvos I make you a mayonis, because you need mayim chayim. And in the Yom Tishrei, he said, you can go to the Naharos. And that's the pshat. This is known as Rabbeinu Halevi. We'll see where it's quoted in different. It's quoted throughout Rashi. Rashi is like a big advocate of this shita. Yeah.
Under either this shita or even the other one, why are we bothered dismantling it in the particularly under this one? Why are we bothered
dismantling it year-round?
Yeah, you mean if you have it? You mean
so? Yeah.
Why did I don't know dismantle it, but. Yeah. Well, did he? I mean, yeah. No. It's a noun.
It's either a math or a.
In any case, what's the point?
Well,
this certainly
is
the point.
Yes,
yeah, so I mean. First of all, we can also argue that the fact that they were near this
river, we've already established
the fact that.
I mean, why did
they. In the first place, since they were near any source or any body of water, we're assuming that it comes from the body of water and not actually from.
I mean, why did it. I mean, maybe sometimes the Mayonas, you know, got a little schwach, you know, but the Naharas were. Were a bigger flow.
Why is it that the source of my time and my desire?
Okay, we're going to get to that too. We're going to get to everything. Now look on page 2 in Rashi and Shabbos. In the second arrow on page 2 in Shabbos Amachayim Beis. Vaniki Balti. Rashi says on page 2, second arrow of Samachayim and Beis. Vaniki Balti Mirabeinu Halevi. He says, I have a Kabbalah, a Mesorah, from Rabbeinu Halevi. Mishum de Sofeg Zivus Ninu Vizova Tuuno Mayim Chayim. So that's the idea. You need Mayim Chaim, and that's the whole thing. You need Mayim Chaim. That's why it was so important for them to go to the river, because you needed Mayim Chaim. So Rabbi Becker said we should deal with the Chumash. So let's go with the Chumash. So let's learn Chumash. Page 9. So we know there are two terms in Chumash. Three terms. There's Zav, Zava, and Nida. So Zav is a man. And it's a man who has an emission, but it's not the regular semen emission. It's a sickness that has a different texture of that was emitted. And and so that's a Zov. So the Pasuk says on page 9, V'chiyitar hazov mizovo, right, when he stops the Ziva, V'sofer lo shivas yomim v'taroso. So he has to have 7 clean days, and then it says, V'chibes begodav v'rochatz besoro b'mayim chayim v'toher. So by the Zov, now today no one cares about, I mean, Zov, because even if you have the sickness, so what? I mean, you're not eating kachim, you're not eating, it doesn't, the halach of Zov has nothing to do with having marital relations with your wife, so that's, so basically it becomes irrelevant, Bizman Hazeh, because, so, but that, like Rabbi Becker said, Mayim Chayim. Now let's look by the Zava is a woman who bleeds not in the regular time of Nidus, right? That she bleeds 3 days, right? Yomim Rabim, 3 days. And she needs, you see, a Nida, as far as the Torah is concerned, is only 7 days. If a woman bleeds for 5 days, she just waits 2 more days and she go to the mikveh, as far as the Torah is concerned. Nida doesn't need Zaynikim. A Zava needs Zaynikim. But we treat all our women as Suffolk Zivos. Because we're saying that maybe when they're getting their blood, it's not really the Zman of Nida, so maybe they're Suffolk Zava. So, and Haraya, we require the women to do Zaynikim. Right? A woman can't just have 7 days. She has to have, well, today Ashkenazim do 12 days, but you need Zayinikim, because we treat every need as a Zava. So the question is, does Zava need Mayim Chaim? So what does it say in Chumash on page 10? For Isha ki Yosef Zov Doma Yomim Rabim Lo Eis Nidoso, right? So it tells you the whole thing, and then in Pasuk Chavches it says Vim Torah Mizova. So Rabbi Becker says to me, it doesn't say Mayim Chaim, right? So comes the Ramban. Look at the Ramban on page 13, on the second arrow. So you know what he says? V'achat titar. What does achar titar mean? Kitaras hazav. In other words, achar titar means how should you come tar? As mentioned above, that's what it means. Achar titar, because it doesn't give you the details. So the Pashup Shat says the Ramban on page 13. It's achar titar means that she'll do the same thing that the above mentioned zav had to do. And look in the Ramban, val derech apshat. Look at the Rambam, Derech HaPshat, 2 lines from the bottom, on page 13. Shetiyat Sricha Rechitza B'mayim Chayim Kizov. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Chumash. Avo Raboseinu Hikilu B'taras Hazova. In other words, you learn Pasha Pshat in the Chumash, Achar Titor, even though it doesn't say Mayim Chayim, but probably means, says Rambam, that it means that she should metar herself in the same way. Right, it doesn't say tefillah at all. So achar titar, so what? So Ramban says, most probably the Chumash means, as mentioned, Zav explained you how you become tahar, and this is a Zava, so probably means the same way as mentioned above, and that's Mayim Chayim. Aval Raboseinu Hekilu. So it's an amazing thing that, you know, here's a kula that the Chachamim said that even though There was the Mesorah is so strong that we don't even treat this as a, you know, except if you're Rabbeinu Halevi. That they said that no, we don't. In other words, you would say maybe they should treat it as a suffix, you know, and maybe we should be machmer. Rabbi Oseinu Hikilu Bataras Azova Shitotar Kederch Shar Hanitarim Bitumosum. Achar Titar. Not the way a Zav is Nitar, the way anyone else, the way a person is Nogea B'Sheretz is Nitar, the way some other Tumah. B'mei Mikvah. V'atam lahem mipnei shelo yotzorich laskir klal v'achar titor shaklal ha'ish ish lo b'achosuv laskir achilok shebein zocher l'kevish ein zovo l'bedom chayk bein eisi dolveu eisi diot v'fich sovru shab'achosuv l'rabos lo tara lo mar v'achar titor k'nitarim b'tora gam b'lo mayim chayim. But the zachar titor is not the way the zov is nitar. Achar titar, and you look in the Tov Yerushalayim Perish, he says, "Ever b'seinu ki leitzal taras zov shehi the teres kederach shar nitarim." Because the pasuk didn't have to say achar titar. Because l'chora, the pasuk is only giving you the differences between zav and zava. So if it was the same, l'gabe that, it would just. So of course she has to be nitar. Why is achar titar? So fakir, achar titar is a riboy to tell you that achar titar kederach ha tara hagragila, the hainu b'mikvah. That's how Rabbi Seinu. That's how Chazal understood. But even though the Ramban says al derech hapshat, that could have been. Now it happens to be Rabbeinu Halevi denies this.
It's comparing the Nida Asa. So why do we say it's more of a comparison compared to the one word Zav, then all the words are compared to Nida. Just no one says Nida. I have more
Psukim
that link Zav to Nida than I do Zav to Zav. So why don't I say that's the connection?
Right, okay.
We learn things from Nida from
Zav
also.
Right. And if you want to see, there's Tshuvas HaGeonim on page 15. This goes back to the Gaonim. Now look at this. The Tshuvas HaGaonim. Yishaltem Nida Shetovla B'yam. What's the din? She goes to the ocean. So the ocean is a machlokis. We happen to paskin an ocean is a mayim, but there are opinions that say an ocean is a mikvah. So he says, Sha'altem nida shetovla, page 15. Shetovla v'yam, also lo tefila olo. So kach re'inu, shenida d'araisa olo lo tefila v'yam. He says, nida d'araisa, in other words, he's assuming a yam is a mikvah, not a mayim. So he says, nida d'araisa could be in the yam, ibnei sha'ayam ke mikvah. Umikveh ba'tovlim kol chay ve'tvila. Neither of your letters mitzrayim mutmeim b'nevelo v'sheretz. Bali kerin. Chutz min azav. Azav is the only difference. Shenemar uvechutz b'sor b'mayim chayim v'toyer. But look what he says now. Fa'achshav kol nidus shebi'Yisrael sovek zovos heim. Ve'in olalem tvila b'mikveh ala tzrichas mayim chayim. He says, so this is that shita, the same shita, the Rabbeinu Halevi that Rashi said. And he says, all nidus today that were machmir, that shita like zova, so they have need mayim chayim, they need a mayim. Shekach shenina kol hayomim kemikvah, shenamok mikvah yomim kol hayomim, if you don't marry yam agodol kemikvah, yep. Kol nidus sovik zivus, v'aloch rav domer zova, shifsik betara, who are the need of sovik zova here. So that's it. Now, so what's the, so good, so maybe we should follow the Shita. So why don't we follow the Shita? So Rashi there in Shabbos says that this Shita is problematic, this Rabbeinu Halevi. And he says it's problematic because it's against the Tosefta. On page 7. Refer to Tosefta. Ready for this Tosefta? All the scholars like Tosefta. You know, you want to write a doctorate, you know, it's a good, you know, work on the Tosefta. So look what he writes. Ein ben zav haroash tei riyus d'rosh shalosh al kork. Good. Ein ben zav lazava. Look what he says. Ein ben zav lazava. El shazav ta'un bias mayim chayim. Zava eina tu'una bias mayim chayim. The Feirish. So that's what Rashi writes on page 6. Where does he write it? On page... on page 2 in the Gemara, in the Rashi and Shabbos. He says, Aniki Balti on the second arrow. Aniki Balti mi Rabbeinu Alevi mishim d'sovik d'zivus nin d'zovetuna mayim chayim v'efshar lahamid shimuoso mishim d'amrin en chomer b'zov shabazov shazov ton mayim chayim b'zov e'enetuna mayim chayim. So what are we going to do with this Tosefta? What are we going to do with this Tosefta? So, I'll tell you like this. And the Gaonim held Egda, but it's against the Tosefta. So I was looking in one of the Masifta Gemaras to see which Achronim he quoted. So they quote a bunch of Achronim who discuss... So some of them are Rav Yaakov Emden and the Aruch Laner. So they both have fascinating approaches to this. So on page 18 is the Shelas Yavetz. As Rabbi J.J. Schechter, he wrote his doctorate on Rav Yaakov Emden. That's his doctorate. You can look at it in the library. So he says, he quotes the Tosefta, then the second arrow says, Ulam, Odani Medaber Lechvod Rabo Shel Rashi. He said, you know, Rabo Shel Rashi, you know, we look at Rashi, his Rebbe. Shaya Godol Kadmon. What? His Rebbe. He said he was a Godol Kadmon. The guy Rashi Atzmo Mashri Vishne Mikomas the Mikara Hachi Havasvirle. Lo Od, El Shagon. Right, that we saw the Gonim. Kachaya Sova Gamhu. Can move up a poskim Rachel Chuzmich Vos. And the Bach quotes it. So he wants it to be Melamed Chus on the Shita. Avaldi Hedyot Omer Lehipuch. Lahapuch Bischus Hagonim. The quote. Other Yakar to first to Rosam Nochi Nefesh. Ulam Ra'u She'ein, next page. Hechre Glomer Lufsok Pitosefta Nisker. The Mashmak says the Gemur Dilam Pligala. Midrebi Loshna. He says because it's not in Bavli. It's not in Shas Bavli, this Tosefta. And he says, and all the, you know, the Mishnayis, you know, look, you all learn Megillah, Ein Beins, all the Ein Beins. So this, it quotes the first Ein Bein, the Zav Sharosh, Terius, the Sholosh Rios, El Korban. So why didn't it quote this one? This would have been a good Ein Bein to quote. Right? And it's not in Shas Bavli.
So he basically just threw, into the garbage.
I mean, a question of what's... What are we passing like? In other words, Toseftas that didn't make it into the Shas, into the Bavli, into the Mishnayos, into the Gemara Bavli. So maybe those Toseftas, there was a reason. Then maybe those Toseftas were Nidche. Shmuel's Shmamina lo sfirli hachi. Lotei hachacha zukhalabe. And lotei, he's saying to you, Israel, lotei hachacha zukhalabe necha. Don't take this so, he's speaking to you. Ki habe nishtamshu ba ba haposkim, shish ezen the tia atzuma, ima biyuchin matzinim zoz lamar hara, Ram Makomus Harbe Misfar of Hertos Perak Yud Beis Hilchas Adar Lotira Shadocha Brisa Rucha Besifri of Yushalmi Mein Cholik Rach Beum the Daitar Chava Nature Loniskar also Drasha Batalmudenu She Anu Somchim Alav. He says, you see that the cases the Rambam, he said it's a there's a Brisa, says there's a Tosefta, whatever. So he says, but it's not quoted in the Gemara. Yep. Okay. So that's his approach. So now I want to show you the specific word quoted, a gewaldige diuk from the Oroch Laner. Yeah. He says, in the end of page 19, the last paragraph. Im yaspik Hashem yisborach biyodi b'chasdo yigbor badi lasas mikve mayim chayim karoy. The inotzum tamid dikduke halachos shabdin mikvos. He says, halvai. Yeah, right. Yeah, he says Afal Pikin in the paragraph before. It says Chalila Lalos Aladas Lahoros Lachumer Kayotzi B'Zeshenu Aladas Achitzonim Yata Shenim Nivrabo Le Avos Aharah Shepiyam Anachoim Afim Rasha Lachber Latzmu Kachay Inlet Poso So Alzel Anias Daiti. Of course, he's not saying, you know, he just wants a. So I saw Gevaldige. I mean, he quotes in the Pesivta Gemara the Gevaldige. Diuk, the Oroch Laner. There's a Mishnah we talked about a little bit. This Mishnah, Perek Hay, Mishnah Hay. So there is the Mishnah of Zochrim Kimayan Vanotim Kimikve. Hey, Reb Sadek Al Zochrim Shemar Vanotim. Okay, good. Yeah. Shame Kshem. Okay. Vnotfim Shason Zochlin. Those three words. Notfim Shason Zochlin. There's a lot to say. We're not going to even get to it today. What's a lot to say about this? What does that mean? Notfim Shason Zochlin. Those three words. So the Rash learns, the second line, I didn't bracket, but from Mikvashin Parat Salsfasso. Right? That was what we talked about. That Notfim Shason Zochlin means you had Notfim, you had a Mikvah, Megashamim. And then there was a crack, and it started leaking. That's what it means. Notfim shason zochlin. And then the Mishnah talks about, could you stop up the crack? And it has to be something that's not mekabel tum. But the Rambam learns a totally different pshat in notfim shason zochlin. Okay? A fascinating pshat. And he's going to say something, and then the Oroch Laner is going to say a Muradika thing. Okay? I was very misspoiled from this Oroch Laner. Okay, you ready? It says like this. Notfim, let me say it outside, then we'll see it inside. Notfim means, you have a Mayan, that there was, the Rashler Notfim means Megishonim, that was in a mikveh, and then there was a crack, and it started leaking. That's the Rashi's pshat. We'll have a whole discussion of why the Rambam learned not like the Rashi, but that's not for now. He says like this, we talk about a Mayan. Mayan. But the Mayan started dripping. It was Nifsak, discontinued. It's good, quite that. So is there, so then that's no longer mine because it's disjoint. So if you could find a way to reconnect that it shouldn't be dripping, but it should be what? Sliding, flowing, then you get your mayan back. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Notfin shason zochlin means you have notfin. It's not talking about gishomim like the Rash. It's talking about a mayan, which is notif. And now you want to make it flow, so make sure that you shouldn't use something that's a mekabel tumah. Okay? That's how Rashi learns. Look on top. The Rambam ran.
The Mishnah goes on to say what it means. The Mishnah goes on to say, nothing shall say Zochlin Kigon. It gives an example which doesn't make sense in my case.
It says, Notfim Shoson Zochon, so mech a feel makel. Yeah, is that?
I was looking at the dollar.
No, we're on page 22.
I was looking on page 8, but he also has Notfim.
No, page 22. Is he page 22? Look at the Mishnah. Notfim shason zochlin. What does that mean? So the Rash learns it means that you had a mikvah of what? Of megishamim, and it started leaking. And now the question is how you stop it up. But the Rambam learns in the Rambam and the Mishnah here. That it's talking about Hine Hanikva Koshin Lazovin Lutaris Mesor Lfi Bechatis Kimo Mayan Achashim Yuchal Liz Chabel Shaya Meshiv Hanotvim Cholim Hineze Mutter. In other words, you have to do a Tachbula. Because you need a Mayan. But your Mayan is dripping. So what do? You put something there. That'll be a stream, it won't be a mayan anymore, and then you get your mayan back. Right? So now look at the Mishnah. Look what it says. Notfim shason zochlin somech afil makafil kona afilu zov vizova yorid vitovil. So Ribbono shel Olam, why are you bringing in zov and zova? I understand zov needs a mayan, he needs mayim chayim. But what does Zava need it for? So the Rambam says, look at the Rambam. It just means it's lav dafka. It just means you have a full, you got a full mayim. But it's a doichuk. So says the Aruch Laner. Says the Aruch Laner. It's not only Rav Yaakov Emden said that the Tosefta, you know, didn't bring it. This Mishnah is a proof to Rabbeinu Halevi. That's not in the Mishnah. That's why it says Afilu Zov Zava. Because in Achanami, not like the Rambam's Doichak. But Afilu Zov Zava, that. Now they could have a Mayan because they need it. Look in the Aruch Laner. Beautiful. I was mamish misspoiled from this Aruch Laner. Here. Take a look. Here, take a look on the page 23. Page 23 on the left side. The first word in line is Gaon. Gaon. Mashiksha Rashi al Shita Zumi Tosefta. Right, the Tosefta. The Katani Chomer Bizov Mizovish Azov Ton Mayim Chaim. Rani is Dadi Shlomer. The Gaonim Mashmed the Mishnasenu Cholik ala Tosefta. The Lobilvad, the Lokatani. In other words, Lobelvad the lokatani hach, ein bein zav lezava, zav domer and chaim b'megila b'machum shenishnu kol ein beins. So it's lobby boy that it's not in the ein beins in Megillah, this tosefta. Elashanir gam came be a mishra mikvos. The zava boy kizav maim chaim, this man, the note from shasan zochel and somech, a feel makel, a feel kona, a feel zav zav yore vitova. Kvahei haramba b'perushasham, b'shevil gam arosh. What's a feel zava zava? Why are you bringing in the zava? So the Rama says no lav dafka. It just means that it's a full mayan. Ain't kavanos zava tetzar mayim chaim. Omnam kavanoso he shatfila shleima. It's a tefila shleima. Zochar azava bebnei azav. Okay. Ukvayis bar reish megillah shazava lo tetzar mayim chaim alam mikvei spiglo. Ula mishmina Rabbi Yehuda shalok kavanos tumavtar. Yeah. So he says, look, first word line is muteris. Still skip a little. Harish Rambam hutzrach lidchok b'madisnan zava sham. The Rambam has to give a doichak to say, what is zava doing in that Mishnah? Gam ba'or zaru hekshekein. Echatani zava b'adei zav. Halo zava lo tzricha ma'im chayim. Mimich b'chutsha. Chagin shloma sh'agonim. So says the Orch Laner. But the Gaonim said, it's meduyak heitev. Ooh. Shemishnaseinu cholekes ala tosefta v'tzvirle dezava boy mayim chayim midlo huskar chilek zeh b'imzav lezava b'shum mokom b'mishnah v'gemara. Nowhere, anywhere in the Mishnayis or in the Gemara, in the Bavli does it say it. And faket adrabo b'chom mokom mashma d'iskash zava lezava midkosav lezocha lokeva v'mashakosav v'raman d'reish megil m'vur shazava lotzach mayim chayim b'stabuk v'aros ala tosefta shay v'irash. But he said, now we have a beautiful diuk, and that's pshat in the Mishnah. Afil zov zova.
Ishmael brings
the
right.
Only
brings
the right. Look, doesn't say it. Doesn't say yes. It doesn't say no.
Right.
If he brings the right, doesn't say no. Right. Right. But right. So it's a nice diuk, beautiful diuk in the Mishnah. I mean, because the Rambam has to say a doichak pshat, you know. So this is glatt. There is a Bach. No, that what made this into like the poskim world is it made it into the Bach. It made it into the Bach. This shita. Let's see the Bach. On page 16. Made into Bach. That's not it. To make it into the Bach. But in the halakha world, you know, even if you make it into the Beis Yosef, you know, that doesn't do it for you unless you make it into the Shulchan Aruch. So this shita doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. So it's not even a Yeshomrim in the Shulchan Aruch. But look at the last three lines. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Levi, and then he says, "V'ein sofek sharava Levi lohora kach midaito el mipi hashmua shekibo kach mirabosav." Mashmi lishn the Rashi because of an ikabalti Rabbeinu Levi. Because of all v'yechshar lamit shmua. So next page, Gamra Poltai. So he wants to say, the shad is near the sphere of the Lahu Rabbis of the Mahach Uvdu, the Abu the Shmuel Shaminin, Tavokav the Doraisa in Zava to Una Maim Chaim, Mikomokom mid Rabbanan to Una Maim Chaim. So he wants to say that. It's not like it's going to be like where I presented before, that it's going to be a kares and if you don't do it. In other words, it's a din d'rabbanan. Maybe the whole din is a din d'rabbanan, but still a din d'rabbanan. Rafi Avil Mikvos, Peir Shechofer, Beirus, Mokom Motzi, Mayim Chaim, Litbol, Behem, Yom, Nisim. Mokin Lamale, Betroch, Kulei, Hai, Lassas Mikvos. He says, in other words, he says another thing. He says, well, why did he make his daughters, these mikvos? Probably they were full of, pits, all the places that were filled with snow that now melted. So you had most probably you had mikvahs around. So why do you have to make mikvahs for his daughters? The answer is because he needed to make mayonis for them. Find a time bar is Malay and we made shlogim, we made nisan. B'chol ha'makom is shebebovel. Ela bal korchad lefi dezavatu na mayim chayim lo yu tov los b'chol ha'shona ela ben harosh e mayim chayim yom nisan avi gul mikvoz mayim chayim. Chay peyish rashi b'lish de kamra. Avi lubate mikvoz b'yom nisan mikve mayim chayim novim v'bayis. Lo yom nichim litbol ben harosh yom nisan shomim, etc. Shem de havelo sovig zavaz v'zav ksiv mayim chayim. And he says, and all the things the Torah's Konim, the Smashma, not that way, that's Midoraisa, but Midorabonon, you need it. But he says, Achein kol ha-Nevi'im pe'echod d'leisa l'hachshmur de Rabbeinu Alevi. V'zova ein etzrichim ma'im chayim klal, afilim Midorabonon l'hochi naktina. What? Yeah, okay, that's the question we had before. Do you say Safik Rabbanan Lechatchila? Okay, so that's the... So the question at hand that still has to be answered is the people who... So the people who Mamish build a Mayan, you know... A Mayan is not easy to build. Build a Mayan. So if you build a real Mayan, so you have your real Mayan, you know. So you can fulfill this opinion. But if you don't have a real Mayan, in other words, even like the Mayan people like in Passaic or other places, they use May Mayan, but then they put the air and they... So what's the shot? What are they accomplishing? And then Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg said to me a gewaltige thing yesterday. See, some of these, you see, because even when you put air, so that could also be Havaya al Yidei Adam. Because you're causing the to come up. So what do they, some of them do? So this is what he said to me. He says some of them, the switch is like a kosher switch, like a grummer switch. So then to get rid of this problem. But he said to me, would anyone do that on Shabbos? So if they don't do it on Shabbos, so what do they do for the mikvah? So that's coming attractions to understand. So what's the purpose of these quiet, what do they have in the west, in the new mikvah in the west side, you know? Have to find out. I'll find out. What do they do in the west side? Did they build a Mayan there, or were they do they have?
Are we going at least seemingly with the assumption at least in case like this that it's somehow better?
He calls it Arpagian wells. Nachum Rosenberg.
They say like different heats to get the water up. He doesn't like the.
No.
He doesn't like to do this thing because it's.
No, so there's other things we do. I'm only. Megala tefach here, mechaset tefachayim. So, but that's to make it interesting for the future shiur. Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to the thing we mentioned last time, that the Ran's pshat is mapsis the mats. So he said using a mat is not so pashut. So let's just see where the sources for that is on the page 24. So the Gemara says in Nida, Amar Ravi Isha lo tamar al gabay kli cheres v'titbol. A woman shouldn't stand on a kli cheres. And Sover Rav Kahana lebeber taima mai bishum gzeres mechatzos. Because we're afraid if you're gonna stand on a klicheres, then you might be tovel in the klicheres. And to be tovel in a kli is a psul d'oraisa. You see, mayim shuva means the water once was in a kli and now it's out of the kli. So it still has the stigma of mayim shuva. But that may only be the din d'rabban. But if you're tovel in a kli, that means you're not, as Rav Shachter pointed out, you're not tovel in the karka. So that's a psul d'oraisa. So they made all types of gzeiros, page 24, for people not to stand on a kli, because maybe, you know, if you stand on the kli, next thing you'll stand in the kli. So that's gzeiros mechatzos. So hagabe silta shapir dami. But if it's on a piece of wood, that should be okay. Amalei Rav Chanan, another hasam time in my mishum, the boy is silta nami beisa. No, it could be that the pshat is that you shouldn't stand on a kli, not because of gzeiros merchatzos, it's because of bois means fear. That if you're going to stand on something, that you're afraid you're going to fall off, of you're not going to do a good tefillah. So the question is, once the Gemara gets to the Svar of Be'isa, does it reject the Gzeres Merchatzos? Well, no, we still hold from Gzeres Merchatzos, but then we have another halacha of Be'isa. So the Ravid says, that no, he says the third line from where I put the arrow in the middle. V'dafka klicheres de lav bar kibuli tuma megabo. Klicheres not megabo tuma in the outside. Mishum hachi dami lesilto tvilo so tvilo. For kli eights came into the bar kibuli tuma megabo. Who itavla nami lav klumu. My taima mishum gzeres mechatzol shem kalim. So therefore, if you anything that's a makabel tumba that you stand on is a psul for the tefillah. So what do you do if there's mud? So the bottom arrow. Hey, the ikatino when there's mud, the makom tefillah. Tzvichel anuchim miyada tusei regle hechi avda. So what are you going to do? So masia chavile zmoros. So you put like branches. So branches are not makabel tumba. So they can stand on the branches. So that's where the Ravid says. If you look at the Rambam on page 27, so he doesn't have this whole din of Gezeris. He says, Isha ina tovel benamol. Right? You can't be tovel, you know, in a public where the boats are parking, because mibnei shem mitzbayeshes, mibnei b'nei ha'ir, ina tovel es kahogin. Because you're not going to do a proper tefillah, you're embarrassed. If you do vutznias, that was another pshat, that you can put the mappets as just for tznias, tovel's benovel. Lo tibbol agabi klicheres olsal, neshim efacheres also lo tvila. So the Rambam never quotes the din of dover she'inu mekabel tumma. So there are Rishonim that don't hold from that. You see the Ran in the Durin. But if you hold from the Ravid Shita, then you have to learn a different pshat in Matzi. Right? And that's what the Beis Yosef points out on page 28. He quotes the Ravid that it's not a good tefillah. He says in the second arrow, "Hizeh had avad avod shmur mafzi the mante the mechitzas of dinu." In other words, the mafzi were not mechitzas to stop the flow because there was no flow in Tishrei, but it was just mechitzas for tznius because it couldn't be a mat for underneath. Because if you hold like the shitas Ravid, then mats underneath are is it to be tovel on them? This is gzeres mechatzos. And this is a din brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 29. The Mechaber brings down here. He says, "Ain't tovelim bekelim, mefichach im hayatit b'mokum shatovels lo tamar al gabi kli eitz shemekablam tuma. Lo gabi nisarim sharoim lemidrosos. Lo shum kli roim lemidros. Shatibol mishum gzeirs mechartzos. Shal kelim. Avra v'tovla lo also la tefila. Mar v'dika halacha. People don't know this halacha. You put a mat. You would think, what's wrong with putting a mat? It's gzeirs mechartzos. So the Rambam doesn't hold it, but Mechaber quotes it." And he says, "Ad kedei kach lo also lo tvila." It's the type of thing that if you didn't know the halacha, you would think, "What's wrong? It's not chotz. It's fakir. I'm doing a better job this way. I don't get mud on my feet. I have the mat." But if you don't know halacha, you don't know that this is a it's royal midras. No, so tiles is a. In other words, that's built into the thing.
If there was no mat and they were in the mud on the bottom,
that's a different shayla. That's a different shayla. In other words,
I'm saying that's logic that people would even think of putting a mat in.
Right. That's how the Ram says. That's how the Ram says.
Question is whether the mat is the kabel tuma. Is that the issue?
Right. Yeah. Where was so if it is, if
that creates or something.
Well, so he says that if it's roil a medras, clear. In other words, al gabi kli eitz shemekablam tuma migabon, lo gabi nisarim shorim lemidrosos.
Who cares if
it's a kli? Well,
who cares if it's a kli? Well, kli is
mechabon. No, you can't be tovel in a kli. That's for sure. But then they made a gzeira. Don't tovel on top of a kli. Don't tovel on top of a kli or anything that's makabel tumah, because lest you might be tovel in a kli.
But a kli that's not makabel tumah.
Right.
So I can put a kli that's not makabel tumah underneath me, so I'm not going to make the same mistake.
You mean why were they gozer on a kli that's not makabel tumah? They should have said, because people won't be so big lamdonim. In other words, the Ran is saying that Ovid Mikvos.
Well, because Mikvos.
Right, in other words, you make Mikvos for them. That was a Nisan. They didn't go into the Nar. And in Tishrei, they went to the Nar, so he made the Mets.
No, but the other day, he quotes that the short in Tishrei, they were.
Yeah, okay. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the different sheet this year of, you know, what do we hold from? You know, different sheet of the Rambam sheet, and the Rambam seemingly only holds from the din of Be'isa. So obviously a mat, according to Rambam, would be okay. Because you're not the whole idea is that you can't be told on something that you're afraid you're going to fall off of. Therefore, you're not going to do a proper tefillah. But in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch didn't. We hold from the Rambam, but we hold from the other sheet also. You see, the Rambam didn't have this whole thing, the halacha, because he held the way some point out is that once the Gemara puts in Be'isa, then it rejects Gzeiras Mechatzos. But you see, just in this sugya of the Mafzi, you know, that depending upon how you're going to learn what shot Mafzi is relevant for this discussion. Okay, so today we did the first part, you know, just. I think it's just important to know that sheet. But again, we still have to understand the people that are going after the Mayan water. What's with these people? What's with these people? Especially, okay, if you have a real Mayan, you know, a square Mayan, a Tosh Mayan, you know, you have the Tosh in Montreal, you can get a bus the corner of my where I live, every night there's a bus that goes straight to Montreal. So if you need to go, you can go to Montreal at the bus. But so they have the Tasha Rebbe, you know. So, but these people who have these quasi people, that's what we have to worry about. That they want the Mayan water, but then they're mafsik it and the.
Is it the question even worse than just a regular recipe? Is that
right? Yeah, so we have to see. Well, what's their milas and what's their chesronas? What are they trying to gain? That's the question. What are they? Why go with this mahala? I mean, it's expensive. Well, no, the question is, it might not be a chumra. In other words, if they're building a real Mayan, in other words, there are real Mayanas, like in Square, it's a real Mayan. Because you, in other words, you go down into the mine. You're not pulling air to push it up. But the other communities, you know, in Passaic, other places, that they're using mine water, but it's not a mine. Because they're pumping the air in, and the water comes out, and they want to use Dafka Mayan water. What's their off to? What are they trying to accomplish? So that Bez Hashem, before the end of the Zman, we'll explain what they're trying to accomplish.